This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly, in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Gulf oil spill has hit the hardest in the coastal areas near New Orleans, where there are many people hoping to do cleanup work. And you might think, given the enormity of the spill, there would be plenty of jobs. BP said today that it is now spending at a rate of $100 million a day in response to the spill, and that its overall spending has topped $2.6 billion since the disaster hit back in April. But many job seekers say they're frustrated and confused by the hiring process. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Nicole Root figured the one benefit of having an oil spill in her backyard would be that at least she might get a job helping clean it up. Instead, she says she's gotten a runaround from BP and the Louisiana Workforce Commission.
And when you talk to BP representatives, what they tell you is they're working directly with the workforce. Then when you go to the workforce doesn't have an idea of what's going on or what BP's talking about.
So that's why she's landed here at a town hall meeting intended to help residents of St. Bernard Parish find out more about jobs, cleanup efforts, and filing claims for lost income. BP has a table here. So does the Workforce Commission Root talked to before. But Root isn't getting answers to her questions. Where are the jobs and how do I get one?
It's like it's a secret. So what's the big secret? We want to clean up, so why we're not cleaning up? And they keep saying they're hiring people. They've hired people in this area. Where? Who? Don't nobody know nobody they hired.
Cindy Graff has a table set up near the entrance. Graff is a career specialist for the Workforce Commission, a statewide agency trying to place people in jobs. She says she doesn't have many answers.
It's frustrating because I see a lot of people that need jobs, and I just can't match them to the job.
The problem is, essentially, there are so many contractors involved in the response and cleanup efforts, it's not always clear who's doing what and who's doing the hiring. And Graff says sometimes companies try to hire even before they get a contract, which adds to the confusion. BP representatives at the town hall event said they weren't able to talk about the issue. A spokesman at the Deepwater Horizon Response Center also declined to speak on tape. But he admitted there are lots of complicating factors when it comes to hiring. In some cases, BP itself is contracting with private companies to hire cleanup workers. In other cases, it's the state or local offices like the parishes that do the contracting. He said there appears to be, quote, no uniform program. Though more than 30,000 people have been hired in the response, the spokesman said he did not know how many of those were cleanup jobs. Many are claims processors, support staff, and even people like himself hired to answer press calls. Captain Roger LeFerrier is the Coast Guard's incident commander for the state of Louisiana. It's his job to fight the oil as it moves ashore. On this mid-June day, he estimates roughly 300 people are working on the Louisiana beaches doing cleanup. Another 570 or so boats are out monitoring or skimming the water.
I think our cleanup efforts are going well. We obviously can do a better job. We constantly need to do a better job, and we can use all the help we can get.
Help seems abundantly available, judging from the foot traffic at the Employment Center on Canal Street in New Orleans. A few weeks after the spill started, these steps were teeming with people seeking cleanup work. 2,500 in a single day, Larry Jones was told. He was one of them.
Mass of people scrambling, trying to get a job. It lasted for about several weeks, but he had a lot of people out here.
Jones had been unemployed for a year. Prior to that, he drove trucks for chemical companies. He says he's had hazardous material training for far more dangerous substances than oil, and that he's willing to work hard under tough conditions.
Hot sun, whatever, I work it. I put in the necessary hours to do it, you know, do the job, because that's what I'm out there for.
But he says he's heard nothing back and at this point doesn't expect to. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Our next